感谢主带领我们来到聚会的最后半天。
We thank the Lord for leading us to the end of the meeting.
那么我要继续和弟兄姊妹们交通神的标准。
This morning I want to continue to share with you on this theme of God's standard.
那我们开头的时候还是一同来读一些主的话。
Let's begin by reading God's word.
请弟兄姊妹仍旧打开撒迦利亚书第一章。
As before, we'll start in the book of Zechariah, chapter 1, verse 16.
我们读撒迦利亚书的第一章的十六节和十七节。
We'll read verses 16 and 17.
所以耶和华如此说，现今我回到耶路撒冷，仍施怜悯，我的殿必重建在其中，准绳必拉在耶路撒冷之上，这是万军之耶和华说的。你要再宣告说，万军之耶和华如此说，我的诚意必在丰盛发达。耶和华耶和华必在安慰锡安，拣选耶路撒冷。
Zechariah 1:16. Therefore, thus says the Lord, I will return to Jerusalem with compassion. My house will be built in it, declares the Lord of hosts, and a measuring line will be stretched over Jerusalem. Again, proclaim, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, My cities will again overflow with prosperity, and the Lord will again comfort Zion, and again choose Jerusalem.
我们再看出埃及记第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
出埃及记第三章第十二节。
Exodus 3:12.
神说，我必与你同在，你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我，这就是我打发你去的证据。
And he said, Certainly I will be with you, and this shall be the sign to which that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God at this mountain.
你看在英文的圣经里面，
In the English translation,
他说，我必与你同在，这就是我打发你去的证据。
It speaks of how I will be with you and this shall be the sign to you that I have sent you.
这是很重要的一句话。
This is an important word.
这个证据呢，就说明是一个侍奉人的一个把握。
The sign is the assurance of a servant of God.
我们再看第三十五章。
And we'll turn to Exodus 35.
出埃及记第三十五章。
Exodus 35.
我们从三十节读到三十五节。
We'll read verses 30 to 35.
摩西对以色列人说，犹大支派中户尔的孙子乌利的儿子比撒列，耶和华已经提他的名召他，又以神的灵充满了他，使他有智慧聪明知识，能做各样的工，能想出巧工，用金银铜制造各物，又能刻宝石，可以相砍，能雕刻木头，能做各样的巧工。耶和华又使他和但支派中亚希撒抹的儿子亚和利亚伯心里灵敏，能教导人。耶和华使他们的心满有智慧，能做各样的工，无论是雕刻的工、巧匠的工，用蓝色、紫色、朱红色线和细麻绣花的工，并机匠的工，他们都能做， 也能想出奇巧的工。
Exodus 35:30. Then Moses said to the sons of Israel, See, the Lord has called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he has filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all craftsmanship, to make designs for working in gold, and in silver, and in bronze, and in the cutting of stones for settings, and in the carving of wood, so as to perform in every inventive work. He also has put in his heart to teach both he and Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. He has filled them with the skill to perform every work of an engraver and of a designer and of an embroiderer, in blue and in purple and in scarlet material, and in fine linen, and of a weaver, as performers of every work and makers of designs.
第36章第1节和第2节
Chapter 36, verses 1 and 2.
比沙列和亚和利亚伯并一切心里有智慧的, 就是蒙耶和华赐智慧聪明, 叫他知道做圣所各样使用之功的, 都要照耶和华所吩咐的做工, 凡耶和华赐他心里有智慧, 而且受感前来做这工的, 摩西把他们和比沙列, 并亚和利亚伯一同召来。
Now Bezalel and Aholiab, and every skillful person in whom the Lord has put skill and understanding to know how to perform all the work in the construction of the sanctuary, shall perform in accordance with all that the Lord has commanded. Then Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab, and every skillful person in whom the Lord had put skill, everyone whose heart stirred him to come to work, to the work to perform it.
我们读利未记第8章,
Leviticus chapter 8,
第1节和第2节,
verses 1 and 2.
耶和华晓谕摩西说：“你将亚伦和他儿子一同带来，并将圣衣、膏油与赎罪祭的一只公牛、两只公绵羊、一筐无酵饼都带来。”Leviticus 8:1.
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, and the anointing oil, and the bull of the sin offering, and the two rams, and the basket of unleavened bread.
我们最后啊, 看一下使徒行传第9章。
Then Acts chapter 9.
使徒行传第9章,
Acts 9.
第15节和16节,
verses 15 and 16.
主对亚拿尼亚说, 你只管去, 他是我所拣选的器皿, 要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名，我也要指示他，为我的名必须受许多的苦难。
But the Lord said to him, and that is referring to Ananias, Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the sons of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake.
那么我们，对不起，再看一下撒迦利亚书第2章第1节和第2节。
And we'll turn back to Zechariah chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
我又举目观看，见一人手拿准绳，我说你往哪里去？ 他对我说，我要去量耶路撒冷。 看有多宽多长。
Then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, there was a man with a measuring line in his hand. So I said, Where are you going? And he said to me, To measure Jerusalem, to see how wide it is and how long it is.
我想弟兄姊妹，我们现在应该都很清楚啊。
think, brothers and sisters, we ought to be clear by now.
神在耶路撒冷上所拉的这条准绳,
this measuring line that the Lord has stretched over Jerusalem,
就是神在建造他的家上面所使用的标准。
This is the standard by which God is constructing His house.
我们讲过，神做他的事情有他自己的标准。
We know that when God works, He has His own standard.
我们必须明白，教会是神的工作。
And we must realize that the church is God's work.
必须按照神的标准来建立。
And it has to be built according to God's standard.
任何人也不能为神立标准。
And no one can establish God's standard but Him.
在教会中，无论你多属灵，你多么有地位，你也不能为神定标准。
No matter how wise you are or what position you're in, you are not allowed to set God's standard for Him.
因为教会是神的工作。
Because the church is God's work.
必须要按照神的标准行。
And it must be done according to His standard.
我们也讲了神的标准就是基督，就是他的儿子。
And we also spoke of how God's standard is Christ, His Son.
神为着让我们知道他如何用他的儿子做标准来建立他的家。
And we've discussed how God uses His Son as the standard by which He builds up His house.
所以在旧约的时代中，他用一个预表，一个会幕的建造来说明这件事情。
And in the Old Testament, these things are spoken of through the tabernacle.
我们已经讲了，在神的这个大计划当中，他有几个重要的标准。
In God's great plans, there are several standards.
那么，第一个，他要求在建造的材料上面品质的标准。
And he speaks first of all of the quality of the materials in which the house ought to be built.
那么我们也讲过，他在这个样式上面也有他的标准。
And there's also a pattern or a likeness to this standard.
第三方面，我们看见在整个会幕的规格上面有神的标准。
And we also saw last night how there is a specification to this standard.
那么这些我想我们已经和弟兄姊妹们讲过。
And I've shared on these points.
所以在西乃山上面关于会幕的启示。
And so regarding the revelation of the tabernacle at Sinai.
这就是撒加利亚在被掳归回的人中所宣告的那一条准绳。
This is the standard by which Zechariah is speaking of when he talks about the measuring line.
那么神告诉以色列的百姓,
God tells his people,
他要重新回到他的百姓中,
he is to come back to their midst,
他要重新建造圣殿,
he is to rebuild his house,
并且要拉准绳在耶路撒冷之上,
and he will pull the measuring line across Jerusalem.
如果是这样,
if it's to be,
神说你就再宣告说,
then he says, then you must proclaim,
我的诚意必在丰盛发达。
My cities again will overflow with prosperity.
然后呢，他就讲到锡安要蒙安慰。
And then the Lord speaks of the comfort of Zion.
神要重新拣选耶路撒冷。
And how he will once again choose Jerusalem.
所以这个准，这个标准多么的重要。
So this standard is of utmost importance.
今天我们要神的同在重新回到他的百姓中。
If we want God's presence to return to his people,
让我们各处的聚会仍旧是丰盛发达。
If we want our local assemblies to be filled with his fullness,
我们就必须按照这个准绳行事。
Then we have to work according to that standard.
我们只要能按照这个准绳行事，
If we pursue according to that standard,
神的心就能满足。
Then the heart of the Lord will be satisfied.
神的儿女就能满得安慰。
And then God's people can be comforted.
我们就能重新的被神来拣选。
And then we can once again be chosen of God.
弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
这些话对今天末后时代中的众教会都是重要的提醒。
These are important reminders to the latter day church.
仰望主的怜悯。
We look to the Lord's mercy.
我再说。
I say again.
你在很多事情上你可以不在意。
You can ignore a lot of the other things.
但是你必须要注意这件事。
But you have to pay attention to this thing.
这个关系我们个人的蒙恩。
It's in regards to our own personal salvation.
关于教会的见证。
It's in regards to the testimony of the church.
也关心到主的再来。
And it concerns the Lord's return.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们求主开我们里面的耳朵。
May the Lord open up our inner ears.
今天能够听见主的声音。
That we might be able to hear the voice of the Lord.
我们求主重新的激发我们。
And may He stir us up once again.
让我们里面真是有一个火热。像我们神的火热一样
that we might have this zealous and burning fire within for our Lord
不管环境怎么改变
no matter how the outward environment changes no matter how much men change
让我们能忠心的按照主的心意往前
may we faithfully follow in accordance to the Lord's will
在今天这个大偏离的时代
in the, these, this last generation
啊，我们要坚守神的标准
We need to hold fast to the Lord's standard.
我们知道这是需要付代价的。
You know, you need to pay a price to do this.
但是这个代价是最值得的。
But this price is worth paying.
所以仰望主的怜悯。
So we look to the Lord's mercy.
那么我们今天早晨呢，要交通到在这个准神的里面。
We want to share this morning on another aspect of this measuring line.
神不仅是关心到这个整个会幕的这个建造的问题。
Not only is the Lord concerned with the construction of the tabernacle,
因为我们知道旧约这个会幕的建造，它整个过程中神使用了一些的人。
We know that in the construction of the tabernacle, He uses specific individuals.
这些人呢，也被称作是与神同工的一般人。
And these are considered ones who work alongside the Lord.
我们看见神所使用的这班人，神也有他的标准。
And we know that for these servants of God, they also have a standard.
我们觉得神对使徒保罗所讲的话是最好的。
We're reminded of the Lord's word to the Apostle Paul.
神对亚拿尼亚说
The Lord tells Ananias,
他说保罗是神所拣选的器皿。
He says, the Apostle Paul is a chosen instrument of mine.
啊，所以我们必须明白，今天在神的工作上，我们是神手中的器皿。
We have to realize that as we serve the Lord, we are His chosen vessels.
那么这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
今天呢，我们有很多弟兄姊妹在侍奉上有个误解。
You know, sometimes we have this misunderstanding when it comes to serving.
我们常常说神打发我去做这个工。
We often say, the Lord has sent me to do this work.
于是呢，我们就开始呢，用我们自己的热心和努力，我们就自己去做这个工了。
Then we start doing the work out of our own zeal and diligence.
因为我们说这是神托付我的工作。
Because we say, this is the work that the Lord has burdened me with.
所以我就凭着自己的努力，凭着自己的智慧经验就去做了。
So I use my own strength and my own experience and my own wisdom.
那么弟兄姊妹，这样做对吗？
Is this the way we ought to serve?
你们想想看，这样做对吗？
Is this the way we ought to work?
主的工是这样做的吗？
Is the Lord's work done in such a way?
今天很多人的思想都是这样。
Often we think this way.
我们以为说神把这个托付给你之后呢，你去做，神就在旁边看着你怎么做。
We think that the Lord has burdened us, so we're there working on our own while the Lord watches from a distance.
是这样的情形吗？
Is this how the Lord works?
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是一个错误，是一个误解。
This is incorrect. This is a misunderstanding.
我们晓得神打发你去。
When the Lord sends you,
神要与你同去的。
God goes with you.
神是穿戴着你做工的。神在你里面。
God works through you.
啊，用你来做工。
He uses you to do His work.
实在来讲，还是神做的工。
Really, it's God's work.
但是神用你做了工。
But God uses you as an instrument.
这个才叫做真正的侍奉。
This is true service.
所以神从来没有说你去吧，你就是去自己去做吧。
The Lord never sends you on your own to do any kind of work.
当神打发你去的时候，神要跟你一同去。
When the Lord sends you, He comes with you.
他用你做这个工。
He uses you to work.
你想想看，摩西。
Think about Moses.
假使没有神与他去。
If the Lord did not go with him, do you think he could have parted the Red Sea? Moses could never have had such ability. We know that it is God's work. If it is not God's work, then Moses could not part the Red Sea. If the Lord merely said, Moses, you go on ahead and part the Red Sea. And what a challenge it would have been for Moses. Moses would say, how could I have the ability to part the Red Sea? When Moses was sent forth by God, God went with him to do that work.
我们从外面看起来, 这是好像摩西做的工作。
On the outward, it looks like this is Moses doing the work.
你知道历史历代所有神的仆人都是这样。
You know, throughout history, we see God's servants the same way.
神借着这些人做工。
God, through these individuals, was able to work.
哇, 神把这个荣耀好像也归给, 一点给他的器皿,
and it's as if God gives a little bit of that glory to the vessel as well.
摩西真是伟大,
we see how great Moses was when he parted the Red Sea. Really, God is hidden in the background.
你到了约书亚的年间,
when you come to the time of Joshua,
那更不得了了,
even more miraculous.
啊, 摩西为了救畸变人, 他祷告, 救一般的人, okay.
In order to redeem some people, Moses prayed.
Joshua
prayed.
耶稣亚一祷告, 哇,
we know that when Joshua prayed, the sun did not set.
啊, 那是什么意思?
Well, what does this mean?
那个意思就是说啊, 按今天的科学上讲是地球停住了,
by today's physics, we know that this means that the earth stopped moving.
月亮也停住了,
the moon stopped moving.
有谁有这么大能力啊?
Who has this kind of authority?
所以约书亚年间所行的神迹比摩西所行的神迹更大。
So the miracles that Joshua performed were even greater than Moses. We speak of ones who have great power, but can you stop the rotation of the earth? If you can stop the earth for even 1 second, that is remarkable. He stopped the earth for an entire day. Dear brothers and sisters, this is God in Joshua. Then you can do such great work. No, Peter was the same. When Peter preached, 3,000 were saved.
再一起传福音,
then he preached again and 5,000 were saved. But Peter never ever felt that he had the power.
今天呢, 你又看见一个传福音聚会里面一呼召30个人决志, 哇, 那我就不得了了, 对不对啊?
And for us, if we preached at a gospel meeting and 30 people received the Lord, that is something.
有多大的能力啊, 一传福音30个人,
then we might proclaim, wow, what a great preacher, 30 people came to know the Lord.
我看过一段的记录讲在从前上海的时候,
and I read a portion of history where in Shanghai, there was a gospel camp where 500 came to know the Lord. And the brothers and sisters were excited for a long period of time. 500 people.
我们都觉得我们的弟兄不得了,
we think what great power this speaker has.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
我们真的有这么大能力吗?
Do we really have this power?
这是我们不够明白神的心意。
We don't understand God's will if we feel this way.
我们只不过是神手中的器皿。
We are but a vessel or instrument in God's
hand. 所以当神要打发你去的时候,
so when the Lord sends you,
神要跟你一同完成这个工。
God will go with you to complete that work. We have to remember.
今后如果主打发你,
if the Lord sends you,
你说好主啊，我去了，我忠心的去了，你不行。
You can't say, Lord, I will faithfully go on my own.
你要跟主说，主啊，我跟你一同去。
We instead say, Lord, we go with you.
没有你，我不能做什么。
Without you, I can do nothing.
所以主告诉我们说，离了我，你什么都不能做。
Apart from the Lord, we can do nothing.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们必须知道人今天在地上能够为神做工是神把我们拿在手中做器皿。
We know that we can only do any kind of work here on earth, it's because God uses us as his instrument.
所以现在我们要很清楚神的工只有神自己能做。
So now we are clear that God's work can only be done by God himself.
他用我们与他同工这是神给我们很大的荣耀。
For him to use someone like us,This is great glory for us.
所以今天呢，不是光做这么大事，只要有一件小事是你与神一同完成的，这就是你的荣耀。
You know, even if it's a small thing, but God and you accomplish that together, that brings you glory.
所以每个蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹都应该很清楚。
So we who have been saved ought to be clear in this matter.
我们每一个人都是神手中的器皿。
Each and every one of us are God's instrument. We have to desire to be used by God. We have to plead with the Lord to use us. So, brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord. He chooses us to work alongside Him. What a glory this is!
但是呢神要用人
But God wants to use people.
神还是有他的标准
Again, he has to use according to his standard.
不是按照人的标准
Not according to man's standard.
弟兄姊妹今天呢在整个基督教里面我们常常有一个印象感觉侍奉主的人应该是怎样怎样对不对
In today's Christianity, we have an image of how a servant of God ought to be.
我们给他训练训练他有很多的知识
They need to be trained and have certain gifts
也 教他一些的技巧
And we have to teach them certain skills
啊，那么你就可以去做工了
And then you can be sent out to do God's work
我们从圣经里面看见、
But it's not this way in the Bible
神对这些与他一同侍奉主的人的要求很简单
God's requirement for those who serve him is very simple
First, 要合神的用 suitable for.
You have to be suitable for this service.
啊，合适合主的使用
You have to be suitable to the Lord.
啊，这很重要
This is important.
什么叫适合主用
What does it mean to be suitable?
那就是不管那个事情大小，拿起来用就可以了
No matter what the situation, this person can be used.
我想我要用简单的比喻来说明。
And I'll give you a simple example.
你们家里面哈，我不要讲别的，比方这厨房里面这个姊妹们烧菜的啊，那个厨房里面有很多家具，对不对
？In your kitchen, you have a lot of kitchenware.
有的时候呢，你要切菜，你拿把菜刀，对不对
？If you need to cut up the vegetables, you grab a knife.
也许你家里面有一把宝剑，你不能拿宝剑来切菜，对不对？
You may have a sword that hangs in your house. You can't use that to cut up vegetables.
那个宝剑呢，拿到战场上打仗的时候可以用的。
You can use that sword in battle.
但是呢，切菜不能用。
But you can't use that to cut up vegetables.
啊，你在那里，你要炒菜的时候，你要一个铲子，对不对
？And if you're stirring up the vegetables, you use a spatula.
你拿别的东西也不合适。
You can't use other things.
我想
说，子
我这样讲，你能明白
？I think you might understand.
最重要合神的用。
You have to be suited for the work.
要合神的用，神要在我们身上做工。
But of course, for us to be suited for a certain work, God has to work in us.
摩西要符合神的用。
For Moses to be used by God,
神必须做工在他身上。
God had to work in him.
对不对？约书亚被神用，神要做工在他身上。
For Joshua to be used by God, God had to work in him.
所以今天神在我们身上做工啊，是把我们做成一个合用的器皿。
So the work that the Lord is doing in us is to make us a suitable vessel. This is important. So let us remember, we have to be suitable for God's work. The second point, the servant has to learn how to hold that measuring line. In Zechariah chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, it says,
看见有一个人, 手拿着准绳,
says there was a man with a measuring line in his hand.
就是他的侍奉是按照神的标准。
It means a certain man's service is according to God's standard.
他不根据基督教的传统。
They don't follow the traditions of Christianity.
也不根据我们人的背景的传统。
They don't follow the traditions of man.
我们常常在教会中，尤其我们在美国人说，哦，我们这是美国标准，我们这是中国标准，弟兄姊妹，没有这个标准。Often
we say maybe we have an American standard for the church or a Chinese standard for the church. This is not correct.
我们只有神的标准。We
only have God's standard.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的。This
is very important.
你要手拿准绳。
The servant of God has to hold that measuring line.
当然我们知道这里他说有一个人是谁，他没有讲。
It says there was a man, but it doesn't say who this man was.
我们晓得主耶稣到地上来的时候,
we know that when the Lord came into this world,
他自己是标准,
He was the standard.
他做一切事情他也手拿准绳。
In everything that he did, he held the measuring line. And after he had ascended into heaven,
圣灵被拆下来,
the Spirit was sent.
圣灵也手拿准神,
the Spirit holds the measuring
神是按, line.
And the Spirit leads us by God's standards.
弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
圣灵拿准神,
not only does the Holy Spirit hold that measuring line, we who serve the Lord,
神的儿女们,
the children of God ought to hold this measuring line. Then we can be a useful vessel in God's hands.
弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
我想当我们想到会幕的时候,
when we think of the tabernacle,
至少有三种人是跟会幕有关系的。
There were three types of people associated with the tabernacle.
这三种人呢, 三方面的人都是跟神一同同工的。
These three types of individuals worked with God.
圣经告诉我们，神呼召这些人来侍奉他。
The Bible tells us that the Lord called these individuals into service.
所以这三种人都是蒙召的。
These are ones who were called.
所以你知道，今天神的儿女们在地上的聚集啊，我们为什么称它为教会啊？
So when we gather here in this world, why is it called the church?
弟兄姊妹，你懂得教会这个词的意思是什么吗？
Do you know what the meaning of the church is?
在希腊文里面,
in the Greek,
叫做 ekklesia, ekklesia, 这个字, 这个 ekklesia 这个字呢, 它的原文就是 call out, 是一般被呼召出来的人。
It has the meaning of ones who are called out.
所以什么是教会? 就神从世界中呼召出来的这班人,
so what is the church? It is those who are called out of the world.
所以你我都是被呼召出来的。
You and I are all called out of the world.
那么神不仅救赎我们,
not only has the Lord redeemed us,
神呼召我们,
He has called us.
很多基督徒啊, 只明白神救了他, 不懂得神呼召他。
Many Christians understand what being saved is, but they don't understand what being called is.
我们知道这个呼召的意思就是有目的的。
Someone who is called is one who has a purpose.
啊, 神为着他的目的呼召我们。
Because of God's eternal purpose, He has called us.
所以我们刚得救的时候，我们不仅欢喜快乐，将来可以上天堂。
So when we are saved, of course, we are happy because we get to go to heaven.
我们还需要明白神呼召我们。
But we have to also understand that we are called out in order to fulfill His will.
所以圣经告,旧约圣经告诉我们,这三种人都是蒙召的。
And so in the Bible we see that these three types of individuals are all called.
这里有哪三种人呢?
So what are the three types of people?
第一个是领袖。
One is the leader.
那么第二个
，the second
就是呢，在工作上配合的人。
These are co-workers in that work.
第三个
，and the third
就是祭司。
The third are the priests.
我们看见在会幕里面
we
跟会幕有关的就是三种人。
We see the ones who are associated with the tabernacle are these three.
我们都知道神呼召摩西是做领袖的。
We know that the Lord called Moses to lead his people.
所以在旧约圣经里面，摩西是一个做领袖人的一个榜样。
So Moses is one who is an example of a leader.
我们看见神怎样把摩西训练成为一个领袖。
We see how the Lord called Moses to be a leader.
我们晓得今天在各教会里面都有领袖。
And we know that there are leaders in the church today.
教会的传道人，这个长老执事都是领袖。
Those who are ministers, those who are elders or deacons, these are all leaders.
或者那些负责弟兄们，他们都是领袖。
Those responsible brothers in the church, they are leaders.
或者呢，有时候你在青少年聚会里面带青少年，你是青少年的领袖。
And you might be a leader in the youth ministry.
那么再小一点，你就带着少数的儿童，你是个儿童的领袖。
And even if you are a Sunday school teacher, you are a leader.
所以这个领袖的原则可以运用得很广泛。
So this principle of a leader can be used broadly.
但我们都知道这个领袖的是非常的重要。
But of course we know the importance of a leader.
因为他的影响很大。
Because their influence is great.
有的教会的领袖他影响整个教会。
Some of the church leaders might impact the entire church.
所以领袖一错，弟兄姊妹都跟着错。
And when the leader is in error, all the members are in error.
有时候你小小的一个团体你带，那么你甚至你可能把这些儿童们都带错。
And even if you're leading a small group of Sunday school children, you may lead them astray.
所以领袖是一般有影响力的人。
And so a leader is one who has influence.
我有时候跟我们那里的负责弟兄们讲。
And I often remind the serving brothers and sisters.
我说主啊，把你摆在这个位置上服侍，你就是 leader。
The Lord has allowed you to have this position of responsibility. You are a leader.
我们常常一提到这个 leader， 我们想，哎呦，这个位置多，我们哪里敢做 leader， 对不对？
And when we mention this word, sometimes people feel I'm inadequate to be a leader.
但是请你记得，
But please remember,
在神的儿女中，
in the midst of God's children,
需要得到好的 leader.
God needs good leaders.
有时候我们那些带领这个负责的弟兄们，
sometimes as I instruct the responsible brothers and sisters,
他们在教宗说，哇，这年轻人要求这个要求那个。
They will tell me the young people have this request or that request.
我就问他说，你是 leader 还是他们是 leader 啊？
Then I'll remind them, are you the leader or are they the leader?
什么叫 leader?
What does it mean to lead?
你要 lead the people 往前走，对不对？你来引导的，你现在反而被他们引导。
You have to be the one to lead these.
那你做什么领袖呢？
And if they are the ones leading, then what kind of a leader are you?
那么你请他们做领袖，你跟着走就好了。
Then they become the leader and you simply follow.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在头一个世纪我们看见在教会里面神是设立领袖的。
So we see in the first century church God established leaders.
像在旧约里面神设立领袖是一
样的。 Just like in the Old Testament when God established leaders.
这些领袖会影响神的百姓们。
These leaders will influence God's people.
所以要非常的小心。
So we have to be cautious.
那么我们看见神设立摩西做领袖，神怎样训练他。
We see how God appointed Moses and how God trained him.
这也是神在他身上要求的条件。
And God had requirements in Moses' life.
第一个
，First，
神要叫他舍己。
He had to deny himself.
他不能活在自己的里面。
He could not live in his self life.
他必须里面有一个纯洁的魂。
Moses had to have a pure conscience, pure soul.
必须有十字架的经历。
He had to experience the cross.
所以你看，神把摩西带到旷野里面，40年在他身上做工了。
So we see that the Lord brought him into the wilderness for 40 years in order to work on him.
把摩西自己的自信打到最低。
To empty him of all of himself.
他自己的那个 self 的那个 confidence 被打到底。
His self-confidence was brought to the lowest point.
找后来神要他找他时，他说我他已经没有把握，他说我不会讲话了。
Such that when the Lord finally called him, he had no self-confidence and he couldn't even speak.
但神看来了，可以了，现在可以了。
Then the Lord said, "Now you're ready."
神对摩西对自己彻底失望。
Moses despaired in himself.
神就是要把我们这个人带到一个无己的状态。
And the Lord wants to bring us to that point of being nothing.
为什么今天我们在教会侍奉中有这么多难处啊？
Why do we have difficulties when we serve in the church?
我们整天埋怨这个埋怨那个。
We complain about this and that.
其实不是。
But no.
神在对付你。
It's the Lord dealing with you.
神要叫你脱离你自己的自己。
The Lord is asking you to He's delivering you from yourself.
我想我只能简单的说。
And so I only can speak simply.
第二个点。
The second point.
他们需要顺服圣灵的带领。
A leader has to submit to the leading of the Spirit.
其实就是神的带领。
And God's leading.
在新约时代中。
In the New Testament.
说你需要活在生命的感觉里。
We have to live in that feeling of this life.
一个做 leader 的人呢，如果没有感觉，这是可怕的东西。
If one who is a leader cannot sense that life within,
周围发生的很多事，我们还没有感觉呢。
Things are happening around us, and we have no sense of these things.
你看这个多可怕！
Then how frightening that is.
弟兄姊妹，你需要有生命的感觉。
We have to have a sense of that life within.
那么第三个点，
the third point,
他需要有清楚的意向。
They have to have a clear vision.
因为他必须知道神的目标在哪里。
A leader has to know what God's goal is.
神的道路在哪里。
What God's way is.
那么你如果主的目标也不清楚，道路在哪里，你要把神的儿女带到哪里去啊？
If you don't know the goal and you don't know the path, then where are you leading God's people?
所以做 leader 的人必须要目标跟道路都清楚。
One who is a leader must know the goal and know the path.
我在中国的时候，我对很多服侍的弟兄姊妹讲。
When I was ministering in China, I reminded the serving brothers and sisters.
我说，如果我们对目标、对道路不清楚
if we're unclear in the goal and in the path,
这个在侍奉中要成为致命的问题，要命。
Then this is a fatal flaw.
非常可怕。
And it's quite frightening.
你不是光发热心而已。
Not only do we have to have zeal. 今
天在教会里一些所谓的一些的领袖们。
Some so-called leaders in the church today.
凭着自己的热心就做事。
They have much self-zeal.
今天想这样，明天想那样。
They have methods and ideas.
哇，把弟兄姊妹们弄得这个不知道这往哪里走。
And they lead the God's people all over the place.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有意思在这里责备任何人。
And I'm not here to judge anyone.
包括我自己在内。
Myself included.
我们需要被主提醒。
Myself included, we need to be reminded by the Lord.
我们需要有意向。
We have to have vision.
你看，神把意向给摩西。
God gave Moses vision.
特别在西乃山上。
Particularly in at Sinai,
多次的异象,
he saw this great revelation.
他认识自己,
he recognized who he was.
他认识神的目的,
and he recognized God's purpose.
他知道怎样带领神的百姓往前,
and he knew how to lead God's people forward.
这是一个好的领袖,
this is a good leader.
所以给神的百姓带来好的影响,
and so he had a good influence upon God's people.
那么在出埃及记第三章第十二节
In Exodus chapter 3 verse 12
这一句话对所有侍奉主人来讲都是非常重要的提醒
This is a great reminder for all who have to serve
神说我必与你同在
God says I am with you
那么这个要作为我打发你去的证据
This is a sign that it is I who have sent you
是一个保证
It's a sign.
是一个确据,
it's an assurance.
所以弟兄姊妹, 今天我们出去侍奉主啊,
so as we serve the Lord today,
什么是你的证据啊?
What is your sign?
有的人凭他的学问,
what is your assurance? Some people rely on their education.
哇,他们觉得他书读得很多,他学问很大。
They feel like they've had much training and education.
这个成为他的把握。
And this is their assurance.
有的人,他的口才很好。
Some are very eloquent.
我也很羡慕,有很多人很好口才啊。
And I admire those who are very eloquent.
哇,什么时候都可以站起来讲。
They can stand and speak at any moment.
哇,那个讲起来的时候,弟兄姊妹很喜欢听啊。And
when they speak, people like to listen.
还有的人有热心。And
some have much zeal.
很愿意,很能奉献。
And others are consecrated.
神对摩西说,
but the Lord tells Moses,
在你的侍奉中,
in your service,
你最大的把握,
your greatest assurance
是我的同在,
is my presence.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我从年轻的时候,
from a young age,
蒙神的恩典,
I experienced God's mercy. The Lord has spoken to me clearly in this matter. Due to lack of time, I won't share my own experiences.
但是从那一个时刻开始起,
but from a young age,
你知道吗? 以后我出去侍奉,
from that time forth, when I started serving God,
我第一件事情不是说我有多少篇的道可以讲,
I didn't try to figure out how many sermons I could preach.
我有多少的经验可以用?
How many experiences I had I could use. It wasn't these things.
我第一个所要摸到的到底有没有神的同在?
The most important thing was, did I have God's presence?
有神的同在, 我就有把握。
If I had God's presence, then I had assurance.
我的把握绝不建立在我个人的知识、才干和口才上。
My personal assurance did not rely on my training or education or gifts. Some of those who serve the Lord today don't understand this important truth. What the Lord says to Moses here in Exodus is of great importance. Please let us remember. The Lord says, I will be with you. And this shall be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you.
所以这句话就说明了,
this phrase tells us
神不仅打发你去,
that God doesn't just send you, He goes along with you.
所以神的工是你跟神一起完成的。
So God's work is done by you plus God.
神从来没有说打发你去叫你自己去做，没有。
God never sends you by yourself.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
在教会中做领袖的,
those who are leaders in the church today,
这些原则非常的重要。
These principles are of utmost importance.
所以你看见神在那里要做建造他的会幕的时候,
so as the Lord is building His tabernacle,
首先他要得着摩西做领袖。
He had to gain Moses as a leader.
因为呢, 神要借着摩西去告诉以色列百姓。
But because it was through Moses that he spoke to God's people.
所以如果没有这样的领袖,
if there is no leader,
神也没有办法做。
God is unable to work.
因为这里就让我们看见这个领袖的影响是非常大的。
And it allows us to see the great influence that a leader has.
整个两三百万的以色列百姓都受摩西的影响。
2 or 3 million Israelites impacted by Moses.
那么所以神一定要把这个领袖做成适合他使用。
So this leader has to be formed into someone who is useful.
而这个领袖呢, 必须手拿准绳。
This leader has to be one who holds on to that measuring line.
会用神的标准带领神的百姓。
To lead God's people according to His standard.
所以这是第一种人。
This is the first type of person we find.
那么神还有第二种人。
What is the second person associated with the tabernacle? These are Moses' co-workers in the construction of the tabernacle. We know that the tabernacle cannot be constructed by a single individual. And it's the same in the church today. It is not one person who builds up the house of the Lord. There have to be co-workers. And here we find there are two individuals who work alongside Moses. One is of the tribe of Judah, Bezalel. And the other from the tribe of Dan, Aholiab. We thank the Lord. God gave Moses this revelation. And as he presented the pattern of the tabernacle to these two individuals, they could understand what Moses was speaking about. And oftentimes I think this is a very difficult thing. It took 40 days and 40 nights to present the plans for the tabernacle to Moses.
It's
a very complicated and complex work. This leader has to remember every little detail. And for this leader to then present these plans to someone else, that's a difficult challenge. If you don't believe me, try to explain the construction of the tabernacle to someone else.
所以神拣选比撒列跟亚和利亚伯,
so the Lord chose Bezalel and Aholiab.
第一个,
first thing was God filled them with His Spirit. Because service has to be according to the Spirit.
有灵,他就有悟性,有 understanding.
If you have the Spirit, then along with it comes understanding.
所以呢, 神给他们有智慧,有聪明,有知识。
So they are given wisdom and understanding and knowledge. They could fully understand what Moses explained to them.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we feel that this is a very precious thing.
有的时候呢,我们听到,听了几十年,还是糊里糊涂的,
sometimes we've been listening to messages for decades and we're still confused.
我有时候一些小事讲了讲,讲了30多年,弟兄姊妹还是没听懂。
There are some points I've been preaching at brothers and sisters for 30 years and they're still confused.
可见弟兄姊妹们, 讲的人需要讲清楚, 听的人要听得明白,
it tells us that the speaker has to be clear and the hearer also has to understand.
所以比撒列跟亚和利亚伯, 他们有智慧,
so it tells us that Bezalel and Aholiab had wisdom. They fully understood what Moses explained to them. They didn't see the revelation. But Moses told them the revelation and they understood. So having a spiritual understanding is of great importance. So when we have clearly understood the word of the Lord, then the Lord is pleased. Not only did they understand the words Moses spoke to them, it says they were wise.
什么聪明呢? 这个聪明的意思是,
what is this wisdom? It means that when they encounter situations, they have a response.
我们在教会里常常发觉一些事情叫我们很叹息啊。
A lot of things happen in the church that cause us to sigh.
哎, 我们道理讲得很清楚, 事情一来的时候完全另外一套, 你看。
The word is preached clearly, but then when a situation arises, no response.
你做出来是完全不像样。
And then when they do respond, it's not done correctly.
这好像缺少点聪明啊。
It seems we lack wisdom.
所以你看比沙利跟亚和利亚伯 他们碰见这些事情的时候, 他们也能根据属灵的原则, 根据神的标准来行事。
So we see here Bezalel and Aholiab, when the situation arises, they are able to follow God's standard.
然后他们还有知识。
Says they have understanding.
Knowledge. 他们有knowledge.
They have knowledge.
啊, 这个知识呢, 不是世界的知识。
This knowledge is not a worldly knowledge.
这是像保罗所讲的知识。 True knowledge, 真的知识。
Like Paul says, this is a true knowledge.
那有知识做什么呢?
What is the use of this knowledge?
也可以教导别人。
This allows them to teach others.
啊, 摩西教导他们。
Moses taught them.
他们去做工作还需要教导别人。
Now they need to instruct others.
到后来我们看见不是光比撒列跟亚和利亚伯两个人做。
Later we see that it's not just Bezalel and Aholiab, two individuals.
很多人都来一同同工。
Says many came to work alongside them.
包括了很多妇女,很多姊妹们也可以加进来。
And it speaks of the women who helped in the construction.
所以我相信这个比撒列跟亚和利亚伯在那把他们招聚来说要给他讲清楚, 对不对?
And so when Bezalel and Aholiab bring these people together, they have to clearly explain to them.
你有没有听清楚? 这很重要。
Have you heard clearly?
如果你没有听清楚, 你这教导怎么能清楚呢?
If you haven't heard clearly, how do you instruct others?
他们清清楚楚地听见。
They heard clearly.
然后呢, 他们又能够教导其他的人。
And then it says they were able to instruct those other skillful workers.
如果今天的教会里面是这样的光景,
if we have this type of condition in the church today,
太美丽了。
Then what a beautiful thing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
我常常有时候发现弟兄姊妹们听了一些叫他去教导的时候, 他觉得他自己还有一套呢, 他就讲他自己那一套去了。
Sometimes I discover that those who have been given instruction will then add to that instruction and teach their own method.
神教导摩西,
the way God taught Moses,
摩西教导比撒列跟亚和利亚,
the way Moses taught Bezalel and Aholiab,
比撒列跟亚和利亚伯在教导神的百姓,
the way Bezalel and Aholiab taught God's people,
这个整个教导是一致的。
This is all one teaching.
所以你看见当时在以色列百姓中这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
And so we see what a precious thing this was during that period in Israel.
所以神拣选这两个人,
God chose these two
跟摩西一同的同工,
to work alongside Moses.
然后他们就带动所有以色列的百姓,
and they moved the entire nation.
他们就一同起来建造会幕。
They rose up together to build.
当然神给这两个人有特别的恩赐。
But of course, God gave these two individuals special gifts.
圣经说他们能做各样的工。
They could do all forms of craftsmanship.
意思说他们的恩赐能应付很多的需要,各式各样不同的需要。
It speaks of how their skills could meet a lot of the needs.
并且有的时候还伸出巧妙的工。 很巧妙, 它就是后面的这个, 特别的 skill.
And it speaks of these special skills of these individuals.
这很重要。
This is very important.
你知道在建造会幕的时候啊,
in the construction of the tabernacle,
有时候一个纽扣, 一个钩子, 那个地方又有个什么东西, 有的时候是, 不太容易做的。
Some of these items and the details are difficult. For example, the hooks for the curtains could be difficult to construct. To hammer the golden lampstand out of one block of gold is very difficult.
哎呀, 我们感觉到越到末后的世代啊,
we really feel in these last days,
哇, 在神的百姓中, 很多难处。
There are so many difficulties among God's people.
有的就像我们中国人讲的是疑难杂症。就是太奇怪的问题了。
And we find very peculiar problems arising in the church today.
真的，我有时候在教会碰见一个人问题啊，我都想圣经中有哪一节圣经适合，都找不到的。
And sometimes I encounter specific problems of individuals, and I think to myself, I don't think the Bible helps address any of these peculiar problems.
我去中国，他们有弟兄姊妹们讲到一些婚姻的问题啊，我听都没有听过。他们问我，孙弟兄，你怎么办？
And when I went to China, there were some marital problems that I had never even heard about, and they asked me what to do.
弟兄姊妹，在这个时候就需要巧工啊。
And here you need these special skills.
哎，你看见有些弟兄姊妹们，他就专门能对付这些疑难杂症，就能把它弯过来。
And you find some brothers and sisters that have these special skills who can take care of these specific problems.
并且他们能雕刻，能雕刻各样的宝石。
And it says they can
宝石石头。
They are engravers.
啊，然后呢，会雕刻那些木头。
And they are wood carvers.
啊，你知道这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
保罗曾经讲过
Paul told us
新约的执事 New Covenant Ministry
in the New Covenant Ministry
他们有一个本事跟圣灵合作能够在人的心板上面刻字
Those who work according to the Spirit can engrave upon man's heart
就好像在那个宝石上面刻字一样。
It's like in verse 33 when it speaks of engraving in the stones.
哇，这个真的是一个特别的技巧，对不对？
And what a skill this is.
他们能把主的话能够刻在弟兄姊妹的心中。
These individuals can carve God's word onto man's heart.
我们常常发觉就是说，我们没这个本事，我们讲了道，弟兄姊妹听了，哦，懂了，过两天就忘记了，没有了。
Oftentimes what we find instead is the preaching of the word goes out and it goes in one ear and out the other.
我年轻时候看见有一些年长的弟兄姊妹。
When I was younger, I saw some older brothers and sisters.
他们有一点点的交通都能在人的心板上刻字，叫你终身不忘。
They had a little bit of teaching and that teaching remained upon men's hearts. You would never forget that.
这个真是厉害啊，对不对？
This is indeed a special skill.
他也能够把一块木头啊，能刻成个样子。
Here it also talks about how you can carve a piece of wood into a certain form.
我们从中国人常常讲，有的人就像木头一样的，这个没感觉的。木
Some of us are like this wood that has no feeling.
你是木头吗？我把那木头给你刻出基督的形象来了。
If you're a piece of wood, I'm gonna carve the form of Christ in you.
这是神给的恩赐。
This is a gift from God.
对比沙列、亚和利亚伯，他们能做这样的工。
So it speaks of how Bezalel and Aholiab had this kind of skill to do the work.
所以他们能配合摩西把会幕建造起来。
So they could work alongside Moses to build up the tabernacle.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
今天在教会里
，in the church today，
我们需要有好的 leader。
We have to have good leaders.
我再说，人人都可以做 leader 啊。
And again, I say anyone could be a leader.
也需要有好的配合的人。
And you also have to have good co-workers.
能把各样的恩赐呢，都把它拿出来，能进功用。
To bring about all their skills and gifts and put those into practice.
所以我们从圣经中很清楚看见。
So we see clearly in the Bible.
神对于这些配合的同工们。
These ones who accompany the leader, the co-workers,
神也有他一定标准的要求。
God also requires his standard to be found amongst them.
按照他的标准把他们作为他手中合用的器皿。
And according to his standard, they can be useful vessels in God's hand.
我们为了时间的缘故只能简单的说了。
And again, due to the limitation of time, I can only explain these simply.
第三种人
The third type of person
就是所谓的祭司
are the priests.
我们知道祭司呢是在会幕中间呢实行神命令的人，对吧？
The priests are the ones who carry out the responsibilities.
God's commandment.
They carry out God's commandments.
这个神的命令就是神的典章，神的法度，就是他那些
statutes,
the statutes and the laws.
Law.
The priests carry forth the statutes and the laws.
我们知道那个会幕是个物质的东西。
We know that the tabernacle is a material outward.
建造起来最重要是让祭司们可以进去在里面来做事。
The importance of this outward structure is so that the priests can serve.
所以这些做祭司的人
So these who are priests,
第一个他们必须明白律法。
They have to know the law.
必须明白律法的要求。
And they need to know the requirements of the law.
所以我们今天在新约时代中每个人都是祭司。
In the New Testament today, we are all priests.
我们做祭司，我们懂得神的法律吗？
As priests, do we know God's law?
今天我们有很多时候不懂神的法律就随便乱做。
Sometimes we don't know God's law, and so we do things haphazardly.
需要在主的话语上受教导。
We have to be instructed in God's word.
你知道我在侍奉中啊，常常也碰见弟兄姊妹们会有 challenge, 会有挑战的。
I often encounter brothers and sisters who have difficulties or challenges.
我特别，你们原谅我一些年轻弟兄姊妹在这里啊。
Forgive me, especially among the young people here.
这个话对你们是个鼓励。
This word I'm going to share is an encouragement to you.
一些年轻跑来跟我讲，说弟兄，教会应该这样，应该那样。
Some young people will come to me and say, you know, the church ought to be this way or that way.
我说可以，你要跟我谈教会问题，没有问题。
I say, no problem, you can come to talk to me about matters concerning the church.
我先给你一个挑战。
But first, let me challenge you.
你回去把圣经读20遍。
Go home and read the Bible 20 times.
然后我再跟你谈教会。
Then I'll discuss the church with you.
你圣经都没有读。
If you haven't read the Bible,
你在侍奉上这指手画脚的，这怎么可以呢？
Then how can you serve God according to His word?
我就跟弟兄姊妹讲，你如果今天做医生呢？
And as an example, if you want to be a doctor today,
你要受多少20年的教育，对不对？
You have to have 20 years of training.
那么人家社会在许可你来看病人。
Then in society, they'll let you be a doctor.
你能不能呢？到哪里去几个月训练出来了，你就来看病来了？你敢吗？
Do you dare to go get a couple months of training and then go see patients?
我的确碰见过这么一个人。
I actually did meet someone like this.
哎呀，对不起啊，他还是个弟兄呢。
And I apologize because he was a brother.
那么他在医院里面当医生。
But he was a doctor.
哎，我说你是
in the hospital.
哪个医学院毕业的？
I asked him where he went to med school.
哎，他说没有啦。他说我曾经呢到一个医学院里面受了4个月的训练。
He said, no, I was just interning at the hospital for 4 months.
哈，我说你4个月训练你就敢出来医病啊。
I said, you're going to treat people after 4 months of training?
哎，他说我有书啊，我照着书上做。
He said, I just do according to the textbooks.
哇，有一次他居然给人家开刀哦，我吓坏了。
This person actually performed surgery once.
哇，我说你怎么开刀的？
How do you perform surgery?
他说我就这么一面看书一面给他开啊。
He said I looked at the textbook and I cut according to the book.
有一次我真的身体不太好，我去看他。
One time I wasn't feeling well, I actually went to see him.
哎，他说没问题，圣经我给你打一针就好了。
And he said, brother, son, no problem, I'll give you a shot.
他那天呢，这一针扎下去，我整个人昏了。
He gave me a shot and I fainted.
哇，你才4个月，什么训练班出来你就当医生呐、啊、
？How do you train for 4 months and become a doctor?
今天弟兄姊妹们，我们求主怜悯我们。
But may the Lord have mercy on us.
我们听了几篇道
，We've heard a few messages.
读了几本书
，We've read a few spiritual books.
那么有了一点教会的经验
，We have a little bit of experience.
我们就随便来摸教会的事吗
？Then do we just touch things concerning the church?
你太轻看神了，对不对呀、啊？
You are looking too lightly upon God's work.
所有的祭司们,
all of these priests,
他们都必须要清楚神的律法。
They were very clear on God's laws.
因为他们在会幕里面正在实行神的律法。
Because they were carrying out God's law.
哎呀，你想想看，我们多么需要给自己的怜悯。
How much we need the Lord's mercy.
所以旧约圣经中有一本书叫做利未记。
So there is a book called Leviticus in the Bible.
特别给祭司们的。
This is specifically for the priests.
祭司们必须要清楚这个。
The priests have to know the book of Leviticus. Or else, how do you serve God?
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so, brothers and sisters,
神对于侍奉他的人,
for you to serve God, He has His requirements.
我们晓得不仅啊, 你这个需要明白神的律法,
not only do you need to know God's law,
就是祭司们进到神跟前去的时候,
for priests to enter into the presence of God, you have to be well prepared.
我常常发现我们来聚会根本就没有预备。
Often when we come to the meetings, we are not prepared.
旧约的祭司们如果没有预备就跑到会幕里面去, 那一定被神击杀的。
If priests were unprepared as they entered into the tabernacle for service, they would be struck down.
所以利未记第八章很重要。
So Leviticus chapter 8 reminds us,
每一个做祭司的人都要清楚。
Everyone who wants to serve as a priest has to be clear on this. And I don't have the time to go into this in detail. But they have to take off their regular clothes. They have to cleanse their entire body. They have to put on the uniform of a priest. They have to be anointed with oil. They have to bring a bull in order to sacrifice. Two lambs have to be slaughtered in order for them to enter into that priestly ministry. And it says they have to be full themselves.
两个手上又是羊腿又是这个饼啊，非常的丰富。
They have to hold in one hand the leg of the lamb and the other the showbread.
那么你这样才能进到神的跟前来。In
this manner you enter into the presence of God.
我只能简单的提醒。
And only very simply can I go over this.
弟兄姊妹们,
every time we come to the Lord's presence, we have to be prepared. So we see these individuals who are associated with the tabernacle, these who serve, have to do so according to God's standards.
所以这有三班人,一个是领袖, 另外是配合的人,
there are these three types of individuals. One, the leader. Two, the co-workers. And three, the priest. The Lord wants to gain us as co-workers.
你不仅明白神的心意,
not only do you know God's will, you accept the work that the Lord is doing in you. But in service, we hold on to that measuring line. We thank the Lord that in
the
we see throughout the Bible those individuals who hold on to the measuring line. And they bring glory to this world. We see David was one like this. We see that a lot of his descendants were not very good. And in fact, the nation of Israel was taken into captivity. And even his descendant Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel was actually a very weak person. But he had a strong desire.
那么他来侍奉神呢,
so when Zerubbabel served, he wasn't able to hold the measuring line. But at the very least, he held on to this plumb line. It speaks of how Zerubbabel held the plumb line. It speaks of how in his small area of service, he was able to hold on to God's standards.
圣经告诉我们说, 当神看见所罗巴伯手拿线砣的时候,
it says, the Bible tells us when the Lord saw Zerubbabel holding on to that plumb line, his heart was satisfied.
Any
At any given time, if a child of God works according to God's standard, it causes his heart to rejoice.
哇，你看以后以斯拉、尼希米都是手拿信徒的人。
We later see Ezra and Nehemiah; these were ones who held on to the measuring line.
到了新约时代,
we see in the New Testament,
第一个拿信徒的人,
who was the first to hold on to that measuring
line?
We see Stephen.
啊，那么他明白整个历史的意义。
He explained the meaning of human history. We see Paul with a heavenly vision. Clear in the Lord's eternal purpose. We see John, we see Peter. When the church had gone astray, they did the work of recovery. These are individuals who held on to that measuring line. So, brothers and sisters, the time is near. Our Lord is zealous for His children. He desires that His house be built according to His standard. He wants to gain us as ones who work alongside Him. May we all be considered useful vessels in the Lord's hands. In this wicked and crooked generation, are we able to hold on to that measuring line? Follow the Lord according to His standard. No matter what you see and no matter how your environment changes, we follow firmly according to the Lord's standard. No matter what the price, we want to please our Lord. May the Lord through these words bless you all. Let's close in a word of prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
我们知道你没有丢弃我们。
We know that you have not cast us aside.
你一次拣选我们，就永远拣选我们。
You have chosen us once, and it is forever.
你的选召也从来没有后悔。
And you never go back on your selection.
你爱我们，爱我们到底。 You
have loved us to the end.
我们只有从深处把敬拜归给你。From
the depths of our being, we give you worship.
主啊，我们真是在你面前多有亏欠。Lord,
how we have regrets.
因为我们并不明白你在我们身上的大恩典。
Because we don't understand how great a grace you have bestowed upon us. We are so selfish. We are not concerned enough with God's house. It's as if even on the earth today, it's hard for you to find a dwelling place. Lord, may you forgive us.
主啊，当我们在地上还有一点机会的时候，
Lord, with the opportunities we have left,
让我们手拿准绳，
help us to hold on to that measuring line,
按照你的标准，
to work according to that standard,
在地上侍奉你，
to serve you.
愿各道各处的聚会，
may all the local assemblies
都被能建造成为你的家，
be built up to be a dwelling place for you.
主啊，我们求你做工。Lord,
may you work.
求你怜悯我们。May
you have mercy upon us.
但愿我们有一天能够欢然地来见你。That
one day we will joyfully meet you.
谢谢你在此特会中与我们同在。Lord,
we thank you for your presence here this weekend.
我们再把我们的敬拜归给你。And
we offer you once again our worship.
我们将祷告靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.